This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Yo, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. For Jesus Christ is Lord. And know the Lord, he is God. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head or the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Good morning and great morning. He's a good God, and he's a great God. Oh, hallelujah. Let me get on about the Father's business. If you have a Bible, you can follow along with me in Matthew's the 27th chapter. And this teaching picks up at the 11th verse, and it says, "And Jesus stood before the governor. And the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him, Never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast, the governor, it was a custom to release unto the people a prisoner whom they wished. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. And when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the two will ye that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil had he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. And when Pilate saw that he could nothing but rather let them have their way, took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person, see ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and our children. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Lord moved on me with this morning, for it's a people this morning that the Lord is reaching out to speak to. This people are those people that when Pilate said he had washed his hands of that, this people answered and said, his blood be on us and on our children. I can hear someone out there saying, well, messenger, what happened to those people that brought about that great evil against God's son? You got to remember that these people that was coming against Jesus was not the mafiosa. It was his church-going brothers, those that went to church with him every Sunday, those that had witnessed him preaching in the temple, but yet they recognized not the voice of God. Well, these people that did that great evil, the Lord reminded me this morning to bring to your attention that if you are rejecting Jesus Christ and you have nothing to do with Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, this may be some of your kinfolk, because God gave those people a great reward. They did that evil. He took them from the streets of Jerusalem. And by his power with his strong right hand, dropped them off in the cotton fields of Mississippi, hoping that they would not blaspheme anymore. But as we can hear and see, many of them still blaspheme. Many of them still have nothing to do with Jesus Christ, our hope of glory. Many of them still reject him. Many of them still would not read their Bible. Many of them are still lost. Many of them still would not accept their free gift of salvation, that them watching or witness him being crucified was on their behalf. Surely it was God's plan for Jesus to be crucified, go to the cross on our behalf to save our wretched souls. But oh, they did it with such malice, with such hell-fired hatred. Therefore, God gave them a great reward for it. And if you really want to know much about this people, then take the time out to read the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and the Lord lays it down what happened to them. Even to this day, some of them, because of ignorance, they try to say the white man brought them into slavery. The white man caused them to do this in slavery. But only if you read your Bible, you will find out that slavery had nothing to do with the white man. Surely, the white man had slaves, so did the Indians, so did the Arabs. And believe it or not, there were black men with slaves. Slavery was a punishment from God. It was a punishment from God for this evil that they spoke in Matthew's the 27th chapter, the 25th verse. Let his blood be on us, they said, and our children. They called down the wrath of God. See, one can call down the wrath of God. All you got to do is reject his son. It is so often that we hear people say and often mention how good God is. Good. God is love. This is true. We hear often John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believe in him should not perish, have everlasting life. But they stopped there. If you just travel down just a little further to that 36th verse, you will find that the word of God also says, he that believeth on the Son had everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I'm coming to you this morning because I'm speaking to a people this morning. I'm speaking to you because shame on you. Shame on you because God have brought you from such a mighty long way. Brought you as a people from the outhouse. Set one of you in the White House. And still in all you have no time for God. Still in all you still don't take the time to stop your foolishness. It's a sad thing to say, but I must tell the truth and shame the devil. As a people, it seems as though we, as a people, got along much better on the plantation than we get along today. On the plantation, no one told a story about a drive-by. On the plantation, no one poisoned one another with poison while they were trying to get ahead of the game. No one on the plantation was trying to say, okay, I'm all for myself. Everyone came together with what little they had. While today we're so, as a people, apart, killing one another with malice, having no love for each other at all, disrespecting each other, walking around with your underwear showing, not understanding that the word underwear means under your garment. This is why it has that title. We as a people must understand that the world is looking at you. The world is laughing at you because the world know who you are. The problem is you don't know who you are. Oh, God have brought you so far. And he's calling you to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He wants us to come and learn of him. Come and learn how to live. Come and learn how to walk. Come and learn how to talk. And most of all, come and learn how to dress. Jesus, the master, our teacher, is trying to teach us something. He's trying to empower us that when the enemy coming us one way, that with his empowerment, that the enemy will flee several different ways. He's trying to put the enemy under our feet, for if we had accepted Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty said, that by now our enemies would be his enemies, and our adversaries would be his adversaries, if we would only humble ourselves and call on the name of God. Trust him with our whole heart. Come unto him. Come taste and see that the Lord is good. You see, we find in the Bible that the word of God said that the secret things are hid, but a king searches out a matter. We heard Jesus pray a prayer to Abba Father, and he said, Father, I thank you for hiding from the so-called wise and the prudent and revealing unto the little babes. What did he hide? He hid the secret things. And those secret things, if God permit, he hasn't heard those things from